Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your fun Friday episode. I know you're excited to be here. I'm excited to be here. So glad to have you here today. So let's jump into some scripture. So this week we've been looking at the book of Psalm, chapter 40, verse 2. Just one verse this week. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud, and he set my feet on a rock, making my footsteps firm. Guys, that's a powerful scripture. Go check out the spiritual kickoff. Really spent some time unpacking that. So prayerfully, that's going to give you some encouragement going into the weekend if you haven't listened to it yet. So now, we had a really powerful conversation on our meet episode this week. We talked about something that's very uncomfortable for a lot of people. Talked about suicide. What does that look like? And from a Christian standpoint, had Jack Osterville, who shared his story. And it was a powerful story, guys. A powerful conversation on how God showed up, how Jack was just, he was gone. But ultimately, how God pulled him out, and he recognized that that was not the answer. Guys, there was so much gold there. You need to go back and listen to it. We talked a lot about real stuff, like how you need to stop being a baby Christian and start being a warrior. What does that look like? You know, just quit walking around, feed me. Let's actually go out there and do the work that we've been called to do. You know, share the good news with others, right? That powerful conversation. And did you do that by building bridges and relationships with other people? You have to be real, and you can't build fake relationships. I can tell you that right now. I've from the line within us, I can tell you with our community, the reason it works is because we really show up. We're vulnerable. We don't try to put up this front like everything's figured out. When you come to the line within us meetings and engagements, you see, you know what? These guys, they're talking real life. They're not trying to put it all together like, hey, well, I got all this figured out. No, we just straight up real. You guys heard me talk on my conversation with Jack, where I suffer many times of being a pretty effective teacher of items, but actually implementing it, I got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do. But I recognize that. That's a key step. We have to recognize the areas we need to improve on. Then once you make that recognition, then you can make those improvements. But I highly encourage you guys, really go back and listen to that episode. Even if suicide is nowhere on your radar, I guarantee you there is someone that you know that it is. It is. You just look at the stats. It's way too high, particularly for Christian men. So go out there, share that episode. Maybe share this one with your small group, with your Sunday school, with your men's group, whatever it is, with your Lions Den. Let them hear that conversation and just let them know that you care about them. All right, now let's get into our fun Friday tips this week. I'm excited for this week's tips. These are just some good tips. I hopefully going to serve you well. For the health tip, And I couldn't remember if I've used this health tip before or not. If I did, it was way, way, way back. But this is very simple. Stage four success. Now, what am I talking about here? You need to prepare the day before for what you're going to be doing the next day from a physical standpoint if you want to get it accomplished. Okay. So this may entail some actual work here, guys. So get ready. Go ahead and set your alarm and put it where you have to physically get out of the bed to cut it off. Because if you keep that thing where you can cut it off in the bed, that snooze button is way too easy. So if you actually have to get up, one, that will do a lot where you won't go lay back down. So get it out the bed where you have to physically go get it. Then have everything prepped. Have your clothes, have your hydration, your pre-workout, whatever it is, any equipment that you're going to be working out. You know what? If you're going to a gym, like before work, have your clothes ready in a gym bag, right? Your work clothes. So my experience when I used to work and I had to go to an office working, you know, I would have a gym bag ready with my work clothes and I would wear my gym clothes to the gym, right? And then if I also, conversely, I used to leave work in the afternoons or late in the day and try to hit a workout on my way home. So what do you do there? You have your gym bag prepped with your workout clothes, all your gear, your shoes. Don't forget shoes and socks. I made that mistake so many times. Shoes, socks. All your shorts, workout stuff, whatever type of workout you're doing, that way you can hit a gym and have an effective workout there too. And if you do that, make sure you have that protein powder or whatever your post-workout recovery is, but you have to do the prep work. If you just wake up and decide you're going to just try to do it, you're probably going to struggle. So do the prep work. Stage four success. If you do this with your workouts, you're going to have much more effective workouts. You're more likely going to actually do them. That's a big part. And guys, you're going to have a lot more fun. It's not going to be so stressful. Okay. Get it done. Now your wealth tip. I'm going to give you one. It's called the 50% rule of investing. And I get this straight from a wonderful book called Wealth Habits. And this book, the author here, Candy Valentino, she's phenomenal. I've learned a lot from her in this, but this 50% rule, it's pretty interesting. It's around real estate. So if you're not a real estate guy, you know, just hang with me here because this is interesting things to learn because we all need to be thinking about different ways to build income, to grow. But it's a way to determine a property's expenses and profitability. And it's helping those really, if you're looking to invest in a property, to understand if it's a good investment or not. So basically what you're doing here is you're saying, let's say you buy a rental property and it generates $100,000. And annual gross revenue. So if you use that 50% rule, 50 grand would be your operating expenses for a property. And the other 50 grand would be your net income that you have working for. So what you have to think about is essentially you're vetting that real estate transaction. You start by estimating gross rent. So you maybe just take this down to a level where you're actually figuring out for like if you're buying a property like a duplex or something like that you want to see, is this a good investment? So what you do is you start estimating your grossly rent. So you take your monthly rent or your annual rent and add all that up, divide it by two. And that scenario may look like this. Maybe you're expecting to get $4,000 a month in rent. And if you apply the 50% rule and factor in $2,000 for expenses. And so together, right, you have your mortgage payment, you have your HOA and all those other fees that sum up. Let's say all that stuff sums up to $1,550. So you subtract that from the 50% of rent, and you can see that you have $450 left over for cash flow. That's your cash flow, right? Because the other half of that is what you're going to be doing your four expenses. So it's just a very simple way to take that 50% guideline and evaluate profitability for potential property. So if you want to check that out, just let me know. Send us a message at support@thelinewithin.us. Love to have a conversation with you about this further, or check out Candy's book. But I thought that was a pretty interesting little rule of investing from a real estate standpoint to see, is this a good alignment for the goals that you personally have as an investor? So there you go. Check that out. 50% rule and see if that aligns. Now, the self tip this week. Suicide is nothing to joke around, guys. Nothing. So you have to have real conversations about it. And you need to be talking about this with your wife and your children. This is not something that you don't want to bring into your house and be at least be able to have the conversation. They need to know the value of life. And more importantly, they need to know that you, as the leader of the home, that you care about them, right? And you should be able to talk about the hard items. And it's like this. And that's up to you to make that environment that way. So just like we're talking about sex, that's not easy, right? It's going to be awkward. Hey, I have three daughters and a son. It's all awkward, right? In particular, my older daughters. But I got to lean into the awkward. Or else, am I going to let the world teach them? No. They need to know my heart. And they need to know the truth. So create your relationships that you and your family can naturally talk about those tough issues. And then it's going to make it easier when those items actually come up in life. They're going to be more apt to actually come talk to you if you just create that environment where you can talk. It's safe to talk about the hard things. Okay? So there you go, guys. Your self tip of the week, stage for success. I'm sorry, your health tip of the week, stage for success. That wealth tip, check out that 50% rule for investing. And the self tip, have these conversations around suicide. This needs to be talked about, because I'm going to tell you what, if it ever happens to one of your children or your wife or something like that, don't just live with that regret that you never even brought it up. You need to be able to build those relationships and have the conversations that matter. Okay? All right, guys. So now our book of the week. This week, obviously, we're going to be pointing everybody to Jack's book, The Financial Planner Who Didn't Kill Himself. You know, interesting title, but I will say this. This is a good, it's a powerful little story here. This is a true story. This is Jack put his heart in here. And ultimately, this is a story of hope. Maybe you're up against a wall right now. You just feel like nobody gets me. Nobody understands me. I am by myself. You are not alone, my friend. You are not alone. You may feel that way, but that's Satan. Don't believe the lie. You're not alone. We're here for you. Jack's story, The Financial Planner Who Didn't Kill Himself, it's a powerful story. And it's one that will definitely give you encouragement and help you out of that pit, right? You may be in that pit right now. We want to help you up, rise up out of it. So now let's have a little fun. It's been a heavy week. Let's end with some fun stuff. Let's get our dad jokes going. All right. Now, dad joke number one. Once upon a time, there was a king. He was only 12 inches tall. He was a terrible king, but he made a great ruler. So there you go, guys. Thank you, Michael Dixon. Michael is a big time supporter of Line Within Us. He's a member of our community. He's just a great man, man of God. Got some wonderful kids at home, doing his thing with his wife. He's always out there just doing, serving the Lord. And he's just always got a smile on his face. So again, he's a member of our community. So Michael, thank you for submitting that one. That was an awesome joke. So I'm sure that's going to get a lot of votes this week. But brother, just so good to get jokes like this from you. You always put a smile on my face. So hopefully we can put some smiles on some others today. So dad joke number two, I decided not to renew my prescription glasses. I've seen enough. So there you go, guys. There's number one from Michael Dixon. Once upon a time, there was a king who was only 12 inches tall. He was a terrible king, but he made a great ruler. And then number two, I decided not to renew my prescription glasses. I've seen enough. So there you go, guys. Let us know. Number one, number two, hit us back. Which dad joke's the best? Your question I want you to think about this week, though, when you go into the weekend, what are you turning to if you hit rock bottom? What are you going to turn to? Hopefully you've had enough encouragement this week that you're going to turn to the king. And if you need support, guys, you got to have this group. We call it our Lion's Den of men that are going to help you grow, going to pull you out, and going to speak truth to you when you're headed down that wrong path. If you don't have that, or if you want to make it even stronger, consider joining the Lion Within Us. That's where it's at, thelionwithin.us. You have our community. You can come in. You can talk with me on a regular basis. You can talk with some of our guys. Come to our meetings, our Ask Me Anything events, our masterminds, our daily spiritual kickoffs, our lion lunches, Bible study. Guys, we have it out there. The monthly challenges. We have a challenge every month. We're going to make you a better, more capable, more equipped Christian man. Not by us, but through by Christ. He's giving us the vision. The Holy Spirit is moving in the line within us. We're just being obedient. So check it out for free for 30 days. We'll give you a month, guys. If you don't like it, pop out. Okay. Go to thelionwithin.us, take action now, and join that community. Guys, if you don't do that, give us a rating and review. That helps tremendously. Share the episodes. That helps tremendously. Maybe you want to be a donor. Go to our Lion Within Us page, thelionwithin.us. Click on the donate button. Just support us there. Anything that you decide to do to support us, guys, I guarantee you it helps. It helps us grow, helps us do more work that we've been called to do to serve more Christian men. And we need more Christian men stepping up, doing the hard stuff. That's what it's all about. So guys, remember Psalm 40, verse 2. Get that one cemented in. If you're in that pit, remember, he will put you on solid ground, on the rock. You stand firm. So get after it. Let us know, again, how we can serve you. Always hit us up, support@thelionwithin.us. If you want to send us an email, love to hear from you. Get after it. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, though, unleash the lion within. Guys, I hear all the time how we are isolated, we're alone, we don't feel like we have anybody we can talk to. And I'm here to tell you, we took action. The Lion Within Us, we started a community. And that thing is awesome. We have events happening all the time. And more importantly, we have guys connecting with each other every day. And I'm talking about we're building meaningful relationships, serving each other, accountability, growth. And I know that's what you're looking for. And it's done, guys, all within the community itself. Every week we have lion lunches. We have Bible studies. We have Ask Me Anything events. We have things, resources that we have built to serve you, to help you be the leader God intends you to be. We're offering right now a 30-day free trial. Jump in. Check it out for a month. Come to some events. See what it's like. See if it serves you well. You have nothing to lose at this point. Check it out. I guarantee you guys, once you get in, you're going to find the resources that you need to help you keep growing. Just that encouragement. Sometimes you just need that fellow brother coming alongside. It's just going to be there and say, I got you, bro. And that's what we got. We had that and so much more. So go to thelionwithin.us. Click on get a 30-day free trial and start today. And guys, I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.